Welcome to Dishing Heat with Wolfie and Big Shot Song. I'm your host, Nathan Wolf.
And I'm your co-host, Max Song.
Today I have two fellow Nets fans, Seth and Christian. How you doing, guys?
I'm good, I'm chilling.
Seth, where are you coming in from?
I'm coming in from Brooklyn, New York.
Christian, what about you?
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York too.
Alright, cool. Happy to have you guys on today.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, how did you go? That's what I'm saying. It's gotta be fun.
Yeah, for sure. For today's episode, I'm gonna give you a player, and then we're gonna go in order, and everyone's gonna give me the best duo you can possibly make with that player. Whichever one of you has the best argument for your duo, we're in a point. Whoever has the most top 2 points going to the final round, we'll have a showdown, 3 players, and whoever has the most points at the end of that round will be the overall winner. Players cannot be repeated, so once a player is used as a duo once, that's it for the entire exercise. The round will first go Max, then Christian, then Seth. So starting off Max, who would you put as your duo with Ja Morant?
I'm going to put Dirk Nowitzki, because he's a stretch big. Ja's not bad at shooting recently, but he's a driving guard. And I think Dirk would space the floor perfectly with him, so I'd put Dirk.
Christian?
DeMar DeRozan, right? I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm gonna go with Steve Nash, definitely, with DeMar DeRozan, because Steve Nash is he was an elite playmaker, and he could help DeMar DeRozan get his shot off a couple times.
Wait, with Ja Morant, sorry, not DeMar.
Oh, we all doing Ja Morant? Oh, my fault.
Yeah, you're good, don't worry about it.
Ja Morant, this hard. Penny Hardaway. Cause that duo will be exciting to watch.
Fair enough, Seth.
For Ja Morant, I'm probably gonna go with Hakeem Olajuwon, just because similar to Max's point with like Dirk Nowitzki, Hakeem Olajuwon is going to take up like a lot of attention, especially with his footwork. So, and he could also create space for Ja for the same reason. And since Ja is like such a like heavy player, I think that helped a lot. And I mean, just for like the whole like roster for the whole like floor spacing, like Hakeem is great. So to pair him with like such an explosive player like Ja Morant, I think that just works perfectly.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Hakeem really helps just as well, yeah, like you were saying, spacing and defensively. Hakeem's going to help a lot more than Dirk. Dirk's definitely going to help your spacing, but honestly, with Ja Morant improving as a shooter, I'm going to give it to you with Hakeem Olajuwon. I think that's the best duo possible you could put with Ja Morant out of those three.
Penny Hardaway... Like,
yeah, sorry.
With that, I think, like, what you're missing with defense is a good point, because, I mean, especially in the transition game today, like, defense creates the offense. So if you have, like, a block by Hakeem, you have Ja, like, going for a wide open dunk, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And Hardaway would definitely be interesting, but the 3-point shot isn't there, and the play styles don't exactly mesh as well as I would say putting him with the big man does. Next up, now we have DeMar DeRozan. Christian, who would you put as your pairing with DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah, Steve Nash, because you know, as I said before, Steve Nash is an elite playmaker, and he could definitely help DeMar DeRozan get better opportunities, scoring opportunities.
For sure. Seth?
For DeMar DeRozan, this is tough because the game is still unique. But I guess maybe with... Maybe I'll put DeMar DeRozan with Embiid, because DeMar is not really like a pass-first person. He's more of like get his own bucket guy. So I think like having like a big man in the paint who can draw away attention and like get his own bucket, I think that'll help a lot. So I'd love to see like DeMar and Embiid work together.
Yeah, that's fair for sure. Max?
I'm gonna go KG, big ticket. He can space the floor as well later on in his career anyways. Defensive monster. And yeah, similar to what Seth says, he can take the attention, but I think he can take the attention better than Embiid. And DeMar's actually improved a lot as a playmaker, especially in his time in San Antonio. Just imagine KG cutting towards the basket and DeMar also cutting towards the basket and then just dishing it to him. I don't think you can really stop that.
Yeah, that's fair. Kevin Garnett makes a lot of sense. Yeah, especially like you said on the defensive end. But and he can shoot the mid range. But spacing wise, I like to lean towards either Embiid or Steve Nash. Embiid definitely helps with the spacing. He is also an improved playmaker, along with DeMar, who's ever since his Spurs tenure been an incredibly improved playmaker. But I find that they're both going to want to operate in that same mid-post area. So for that, I want to give it to Steve Nash. I think the playmaking makes sense. You're going to be able to find DeMar in his best spots. DeMar is a really underrated slasher and driver, and we're talking about prime DeMar. So I think if you take that, I would give it to Steve Nash in that respect. Moving on, we have Amari Stoudemire. Seth, who would you put with Amari Stoudemire as a duo?
Ooh, Amari Stoudemire. So, like, for this, I'm definitely going to have to go with a playmaking point guard just because I saw, like, how he worked with Steve Nash, like, back in the day. So, honestly, I could see Amari Stoudemire and prime Westbrook working really well. Because Westbrook can get his own bucket, like, way better than Steve Nash, in my opinion. Can take away attention, and he's a spectacular playmaker. And even, like, now he's doing, like, okay playmaking. But, like, back in the day, he was crazy. So I think because Stoudemire isn't, like, as much of a, like, ISO player as, like, some other bit, like, modern bigs are, it relies more on that big guard relationship, I think Westbrook would be perfect.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that take. Max?
The spacing in there, I'm going to give him another playmaking point guarding Chris Paul. Better shooter, I think a better playmaker. So just a better Westbrook, in my opinion, for Amari Stoudemire.
That's fair. And he's more like Steve Nash that we've seen Stat used to. Christian?
I'm going to go with James Harden. James Harden or Amari Stoudemire, because I feel like, you know, they both will succeed, you know, because James Harden, he plays his best brand of basketball when he has another, like, when he has another tough big, you know, like pick and roll type of big. So, yeah.
I really like the Harden take because Westbrook can't shoot, so I don't think the spacing is going to be there with Stoudemire, although the playmaking would definitely be excellent. CP3 is obviously going to have that same playmaking with the shot, but prime CP3 was great at getting his own shot, but not as good as Harden. If you take Harden's playmaking ability that he currently has, because Amari Stoudemire is not that A1 superstar level player, I think you need a James Harden with him. So I would give it to James Harden there. I think that makes the most sense in terms of creating a proper offense with Stoudemire not being the top option kind of guy. Moving on, we have DeMarcus Cousins.
Shit.
That would be for Max.
Yeah. For Boogie. Who would I put with Boogie? You know what? I'm gonna go Reggie Miller. Because he's... Boogie doesn't necessarily need as much spacing as other bigs, but I think their pick and roll would be deadly. DeMarcus Cousins can set, like, a hard-ass screen for Reggie Miller, and he can get off a shot in, like, 3 seconds. So, give me Reggie Miller.
Yeah, fair enough. Christian?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna pair him up with another big. I think I'm gonna pair him up with Joel Embiid, because, you know, we've seen AD and DeMarcus Cousins, and that duo was elite. So imagine prime DeMarcus Cousins with prime Joel Embiid. That duo right there is dominant.
Yeah, Embiid's already been used, though. Do you have a second big?
Oh, he's been used?
Yeah.
Oh. Let me see. What about Shaq?
No, Shaq's good. You can use Shaq.
Yeah. I'll use Shaq then, because he's dominant.
Yeah, for sure. Seth?
Okay. I definitely like the Twin Towers. Twin Towers idea, like two, like, great bigs in the paint. But, like, from, and this might be, like, biased because this is my favorite player growing up, but I have to go with AI, just because AI, in my opinion, never had, well, he didn't have, like, much of a team, like, well, no offense to, like, his teammates, but he didn't have, like, an amazing team around him, like, when he was, like, going to the finals and, like, in his prime. So I think to have, like, prime DeMarcus Cousins, a guy who can get his own shot, really physical, and also, like with what Max mentioned, like, that pick and roll, I just think AI would be fire, especially, like, with his dribble moves, his ability to get his own shot, I just think AI works best for me.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Shaq makes a lot of sense in terms of the dominance, although when you take away, while Boogie definitely had a shot, it wasn't that high of a level. So you're both going to have two back-to-the-bucket bigs more often than not with Shaq. The Twin Towers worked with Anthony Davis because Anthony Davis could play so well out of the mid-post, high-post area, and he could shoot. And then it comes down to between Reggie Miller and AI in terms of guards. I agree that both those pick and rolls would be insane, but honestly, AI is just a higher caliber of player. He can get his own shot anywhere, and AI's dominance from all around the court is okay because, again, you can space Cousins to some degree. So I'm going to take AI there. I think that makes the most sense. Moving on, we have Trae Young. This is Christian's. Who would you pair with Trae Young?
If I would pair with Trae Young, Trae Young, he definitely, let me see. I'm thinking, cause this is hard, because he's like, he's a ball dominant guard. I'm not gonna lie. I'll probably give him a leap 3-point shooter like Ray Allen. Yeah. Definitely Ray Allen because, you know, the way how Trae Young plays, he could create his own shot, but he could definitely create his own shot for other shooters. So he could definitely find Ray Allen open a few times. So, yeah.
100% that makes sense. Plus, if we're taking prime Ray Allen, he had the shot and he had the ability to drive for sure. Seth?
Okay, so this is kind of hard for me. I don't know. Like Christian said, Trae Young is a ball dominant guard. He's a really good playmaker, so I'd probably have to go with a big. The big I'd go with, though, because you already have Shaq used, you already have, like Embiid used. So those are the two obvious. And Garnett, so those are, like, some good candidates. I guess this is kind of, like, a little bit out of left field, but Sean Kemp. Because I'd love to see that, like, lab threat. And I would just, like, just see them work together. With that, like, guard-big relationship. That'd be something interesting to see. I don't know if it's the best take, but I don't know. That's my personal preference.
No, that's fair. And we've seen it, like, we've seen flashes with John Collins, but obviously Kemp is a higher caliber, much higher caliber player than John Collins, for sure. Max?
Y'all forgot one of the greatest defenders and lob threats in history. Give me Dwight Howard. He's literally a better Sean Kemp. Better defender, better rebounder. He's a great lob threat. So give me Dwight Howard.
Ooh. Howard?
That's a good point.
You know, I'm going to give that to Howard. I think I'm going to expose
him. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's the Dwight defensive Howard. Aspect.
Yeah, that'd be fire. Okay, yeah, Max got that.
100%. Moving on, we have Grant Hill. That would be Seth.
Yes, me first. When I was looking at this list, this was like the hardest one, because like one, we didn't get to see like a lot of like prime Grant Hill. Two, I didn't get to see a lot of like Grant Hill in general, so I don't know his game as well as the other guys. But from what I do know, he can get his own, but like prime Grant Hill before injuries, he can get his own bucket, right? So he doesn't like. So I wouldn't necessarily like put him with a like really, really like driven playmaker. I'd probably like another guy to get his own shot with him, so just like kind of like a KD Kyrie relationship. So for that reason, honestly, I'm gonna throw in T-Mac, just like one of my favorite players. I like to see that.
Yeah, fair enough. That would be very, very explosive. Max, who do you have?
Give me Tim Duncan. Grant Hill was an above average shooter. He's a great playmaker. Yeah, I don't know his game that well either because I'm too young, to be honest. But I give him Team ED. Great defensive duo. I think those two would be really hard to score on because Grant Hill was a great defender when he was in his prime as well. So give me Team Duncan.
Fair enough. Christian?
Yeah. I'm pairing Grant Hill up with LeBron. Yeah. Because I'm... oh, yeah.
I mean, it's LeBron James.
I don't know.
I mean, LeBron makes a lot of sense. He's got the defensive aspect when you're looking at talking about a guy like Tim Duncan or T-Mac. You're looking at LeBron's got obviously that defensive, high defensive caliber. He can play make incredibly well. I mean, it's LeBron James we're talking about here. I feel like I have to pick LeBron. It's almost like a cheat code to put LeBron here, but I think it makes the most sense, especially with LeBron being an improved shooter now, because Grant Hill was probably a league average shooter, high mid-range guy. It's really close between, honestly, all three, especially I'm leaning towards LeBron and Timmy D. I'm going to give it to LeBron, but damn, that felt like a cheat code, I won't lie.
You got to show T-Mac some love.
T-Mac would be a solid, for sure. They're just both... I mean, T-Mac can shoot, too. It's close. Like, I like the idea of pairing him with a... he is 6'7", or something of to that nature. It's very... I mean, honestly, T-Mac makes a lot of sense, but, like, when you're going T-Mac against LeBron James, pretty tough to make that comparison.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna say Jordan next round.
Yeah. Fair enough for Kat. Is it your pick? It's Max's pick first. Max, if you want.
Give me right, Michael
don't
Jordan.
Don't say my pick.
Give me MJ.
Why do you want MJ, man?
I don't know, man. He's kind of needed this time. I don't need to explain MJ. Give me MJ.
Yeah. Christian, who do you want, man?
With Kat. I don't really. This one's hard. Not gonna lie. This one's hard to pair with. Let me see. Definitely. Jason Kidd. Yeah, Jason Kidd. Yeah, as I said before, because Kat, you know, he's a stretch big. And Jason Kidd could definitely help him. He could definitely help him, you know, create his own shot. You know, get him a few 3-pointers.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Jason Kidd also has that defensive aspect that, I mean, while he's a perimeter guy, again, that is heavily lacked by Kat. Seth, who would you take as your pick?
Right, so I kind of got my pick stolen. No names didn't need to be named. Originally, I was going to go with MJ, right? But, okay, so honestly, like realistically speaking, I might just be hating here, but I don't think Kat really goes well with like a lot of people. Like just like the way his game is. His game is like really, really unique. And I don't mean that in like the best way. Like he's definitely a great player, but I don't know. I don't mean like, especially in today's NBA, I don't know if he like really fits well with like that many people. But if I had to choose somebody besides Michael Jordan, of course, I'd probably go with Kobe. Because Kobe can get his own bucket. Kobe can also like motivate his teammates. And, like some people say, like Kat needs to be more aggressive. So Kobe could definitely do that. And I feel like Kobe can bring the best out of a big in a lot of ways. Maybe in like a toxic way, like we saw like Shaq. But I think Kobe can could definitely like bring out the best in Kat and just like also himself, just based on who he is.
Yeah, fair. Unfortunately, when you have Kobe against MJ,
I think Kobe kinda, easily.
I'm still gonna say MJ. Again, they're all great picks because they all do this. They're all really good defenders, which is desperately needed when you have Kat on your team. And then they can all work from especially that mid range and having all three tier scoring for guys like MJ and Kobe. Kobe's better than MJ outside, but MJ was much better inside and in the mid range. It works with another guy like Kat, who's again another three tier scorer kind of guy. And honestly, I see the aspect where you're trying to put a Kobe or an MJ beside him to bring out the best in him and make him more aggressive. But honestly, I like the idea of putting a first option beside him because we haven't really seen that in his career. He's always been the guy. I think he'd work better with someone else as that first option. So I'm going to take MJ, which is going to give us... you got to take MJ over Kobe, but we're going to have a...
I'm going to make a counter argument. I'm going to make a counter argument, right? So
we saw
the last dance, right? We saw how MJ's teammates were talking about him like after the fact. Like, he was, like, maniacal. He was this, is that. I'm telling you, Kat cannot take that. He's going to break him. They're going to
fight. You think Kobe's not that bad either?
Kobe's not worse than MJ.
I think the same thing.
I think Kobe has more of a soul. MJ is definitely worse.
Listen.
Like, MJ at night will dream of, like whatever, bro. Like, he's insane.
Now, listen. MJ would get on Kat's ass if he was playing, like, garbage. But Kat fits with him so well, he wouldn't be that bad to him,
bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Also, he's a better playmaker, bro. Kobe's not as good as playmaker as as MJ.
That is, okay, that's, that point is fair.
It's, I get what you're saying. I think Kobe, when I did think of this, by the way, because after the whole Jimmy Butler situation with Kat, we started to think of him as kind of a soft player. We don't know if he could take this kind of thing, but I would say Kobe and Mike are pretty similar in that respect.
You say Kobe?
No, I'm still taking MJ, but I think that MJ's just a better player. I can't say Kobe over MJ in this situation.
I try my best.
It was a worth argument. You're going to have one more chance to argue because we have a two-way tie for who gets into the final round. So we're going to have a special bonus player. I want you to find the best comparison with Prime Nets D'Angelo Russell from your favorite teams. Starting with, it would be Seth.
Oh, it has to be me, right? Best comparison from like any NBA team, like just any player in history.
Yeah, you still can't use the used players, but yeah, you're looking for a duo with D'Lo.
Duo with D'Lo. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Showtime Nets. You know what I'm saying? My squad, Bench Mob. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite era of the Nets. Obviously, for like a lot of fans too. I think Christian and Nas could agree. But okay, so D'Lo obviously like when he's hot, and we're just like counting like when he's like doing well, get his own shot, can like hit it from anywhere. And then he's not really that great of a defender, but I mean he tries his best. He's a really good playmaker in my opinion. So I probably like put him with a big. And one big we haven't seen used yet is David Robinson. And I'd say David Robinson because David Robinson, he doesn't really need like that playmaker because like D'Lo's a, I give him like a playmaking badge. I'm not gonna give him like Hall of Fame playmaking, you know. So I'm gonna say a big who can get his own shot, play defense, who can make up for Russell's weaknesses on the defensive end, and also just like I said, get his own shot, do his own thing, whatever. So I'm probably gonna go with like Russell and Robinson.
Yeah, I think it's a great comparison. Max, do you have anything better?
Oh Lord,
most of the cheat codes have been used.
No, there's one left. And I'm trying to think if I want him. Is there? I also want to pair him up with a big because he was a ball dominant guard. The way he played, playmaked wasn't like moving the ball and maybe getting a hockey assist. It was getting a lob to someone or something. Damn, all the great bigs been taken.
This man about to say Bill Russell.
I'm really close to saying the all time leading scorer, bro.
Shit. Oh nah.
Shit.
That could be good though.
Yeah, screw it. Give me Kareem.
Yeah.
How are you gonna guard if when D'Lo gets a goer, he can shoot it from literally anywhere. Kareem's literally in the post on the right side, waiting for a sky hook. Is not getting in D'Lo's way. Kareem was a good enough defender. Give me Kareem.
Yeah.
I'll say it after Christian.
No, it's just the two of you because Christian's already advanced to the next round. It's just the two of you to see which one of you gets to the final round. So, I'd like to hear your counter.
You already know I'm picking.
My counter is. What was that?
Say what you're saying.
Okay, I was about to say. So, like, my counter is, like, okay, so if we're putting Kareem, right, like, all the time, like, anybody, we're putting them against, like, anybody, or just say, like, modern NBA, right? Like, I just don't think Kareem's skyhook is going to be as effective, especially considering how, like, big guys are today, like, how fast guys are today, the defense, the verticals. I think it'll be, like, just as effective, yeah. But I also think, like, in an area where bigs have to be, like, fast, I think Kareem might be lacking there as well, where D-Rob isn't. And I think D-Rob is just, like modern-day strong, in my opinion. And then, I don't know, I just like the pick-and-roll aspect of Russell and Robinson better than I like. And then, I might be biased because it's my argument, but I like it better than with Russell and Kareem.
Nah, come on.
Honest.
Now. No. Let me counter that.
Yeah.
I love the general, but Kareem is just on a different level of player than the general. defensively, he's underrated, and in the pick and roll, he's also underrated because the way that he could roll to the rim, similar to David Robinson can, I think that'd be pretty similar. But also, if D'Lo wants a straight drive to the rim, he can roll and pop in a sort of sense, not to the three-point line, but he can also get to like right outside the paint to get that skyhook off. I don't think that it'd be any more unguardable today than it would be back in the day. Also, Kareem is an underrated athlete. If you saw like any clips of him, he's sprinting down the court. He's so fast. He's jumping over guys. Can you imagine like D'Lo? D'Lo is great, obviously, but a problem he had was being efficient at the rim sometimes. Can you imagine D'Lo just softly bricking it off the back of the rim? Kareem comes around, grabs the board, and just hooks it over them? Like, give me Kareem, bro.
I have one more counter.
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so my counter to that, right, is Kareem, although underrated as a pick-and-roll threat, I'd agree with that. He played with arguably the greatest pass of all time, Magic Johnson. And then D'Angelo Russell, even at his best, is not that. So I just think, and like if you think of David Robinson wasn't working with like top passers, like in his day, in his heyday. So I think he's already accustomed to not working with like an amazing playmaker. Kareem like works best with guards when it's like a top guard. At least that's what I saw throughout like his career, except when he like won with the Bucks. But I just think losing that Magic Johnson type of presence, who can also like draw with people like who he is, just his presence, and also give you the passes exactly where you want it. I know we've all seen like clips of Magic Johnson. We've all seen like people talk about the way he just plays the ball. D'Angelo Russell doesn't have that, even at his best. So I just think someone who's more accustomed to not having the best playmaker in David Robinson is just going to work better.
I got one more counter, two counters each.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
If you look at the way that Kareem and the David Robinson played defense, I think in this era, Kareem would be better fitted. Because the amount of like really, really huge bigs that would be bodying Kareem is not that many. And Kareem was more mobile than David Robinson was. David Robinson was a strictly like Dwight Howard in the paint, like going to block your shot type presence. But Kareem also was that in his prime, but he was also more mobile. Additionally, Kareem didn't just play off of Magic Johnson, bro. If you've seen it on the Bucks, like you mentioned, he got his own shot. And that's really important next to D'Lo, because like you said, when D'Lo got it going, he got it going, and then freaking Kareem can play off of him. But if Kareem is missing, D'Lo is still good enough to dump him a pass in the high post, and then he just bang, bang, hook, right? So I think he's a better first option than David Robinson in the case that D'Lo isn't playing a good night. So give me Kareem.
Out of curiosity, Christian, do you have a pick between David Robinson and Kareem?
Between David Robinson and Kareem? For D'Lo, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I might go with Kareem because it's Kareem. Come on now. It's Kareem. Come on now.
We're talking about duos, so I just don't see like a D'Lo like Kareem duo working as well as like a D'Lo D Rob duo. I just think there's more chemistry between like D Rob and D'Lo. And
see, that's where I'm leaning, because I initially when you said the Admiral, I was like, wow, that's almost perfect as a player comp. And I know Kareem's Kareem, but if we're looking at pure synergy, I think maybe the Kareem duo is better. Sure, but in terms of pure synergy and let's say creativity or picking cheat code Kareem, I'm going to give you the Admiral, because I think that was the better man, pick.
Come on now. Fit.
Let's go.
Kareem. And honestly, I'd like to see Max out of the final round.
Nah, I need my revenge, bro.
It's a little biased, but I like the fit beside D'Lo. I think that makes the most sense fit-wise. I know Kareem's Kareem. Yeah. And he could probably fit next to anyone. But I do really like the fit with the Admiral. So Max has been eliminated. We'll get to our final three players. It's going to be best out of three. So again, still no repeats from before, but it'll be between Christian and Seth. Christian will have the first overall pick. So we're going to look for who would you pair with DeJounte Murray?
DeJounte Murray? Oh, let me see. Who would I pair with DeJounte Murray? Hold on. Was Kevin Garnett picked already or no?
Yes, he was.
He was? Okay, got it. So what about Steph Curry?
No one's picked Steph.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going with Steph. Only because, you know, they both could score. But Steph Curry, you know, the greatest 3-point shooter of all time. he definitely gonna give some coverage off of Jonte Murray, and that's just gonna be a tough duo. So yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Seth.
Okay. So my thing with DeJounte Murray is this is like an interesting player again. I could go the route where I like pair him with a big, but honestly, I kind of like him more with a guard. And the reason being is like we've seen what Tatum and Brown have been doing, and like how people said like they wouldn't work because like they both use the ball. And I think DeJounte Murray's like in a like similar position where he uses the ball, but I think he can play off ball like decent, like well enough. So I put him with like another guard. So the guard I put him with, I'd honestly say prime Paul George. And I'm talking like Pacers Paul George is prime Paul George. Like that slasher, just like freak athleticism. I'd love to see like that duo right together.
I see what you mean there, because I guess Paul George is the Tatum and DeJounte Murray is more of the Jaylen Brown and that kind of situation.
Yeah.
But I think they're too similar, but they don't play off each other as well as Steph would with DeJounte Murray, because DeJounte Murray is a top playmaker. Steph's a great playmaker, but you can honestly have Steph work so well off the ball. He's one of the best off the ball players in the history of the game of basketball.
That's fair.
And the shooting aspect, just alongside DeJounte Murray, who's a league average shooter, you get Steph Curry, top shooter. Again, PG's a great shooter, but I think Steph just complements DeJounte Murray's game better. So I'm going to give it to Steph. Next up, we have Damian Lillard. So, Seth, who would you pair with Damian Lillard?
Would I pair with Damian Lillard? Okay, so... So here, I'd honestly probably go with a big, because Damian Lillard off ball isn't that great. So having him with like a dominant like guard or forward, I don't really like that. So with that being said, does someone for Timmy do that?
Tim Duncan, yes.
Someone did. Okay. I feel like that would have been nice, but
Tim Duncan would have been great.
This might be an interesting pick, and I might lose it for myself here, but honestly, I'd go with Rodman. And this might be a weird. This might sound like a weird pick, though, but I think like Damian Lillard. Obviously, he's like kind of like the more volume shooter, like Harden is, and you know when he's on. But like those shots that he does miss, I think to have like a second opportunity, like arguably the greatest rebounder of all time. I think that's amazing opportunity. Rodman's defense would be great for that Blazers team, or just like anything in general, with Damian Lillard on it, because he's not as good a defender. So having that help defense in the paint would be amazing. I also think just Rodman's hustle in general on the floor and just presence. Like, he's not like a amazing bucket getter, but I think their spacing works well, so that might even change. So I think Rodman.
So that's a really interesting comp. I didn't think about Rodman. Christian?
Alright, question. Was Giannis picked?
No.
No.
Damn.
Yeah, this is extremely easy right here, you know? I'm going with Giannis for sure. Cause you know, Giannis, he's you know, if you're talking about dominant, he's dominant. And you need more than just one guy to guard him, especially in the paint. And that's always gonna leave a shooter open like Damian Lillard, you know? If it's anyone who's much help to Dame, it would definitely be Giannis, you know. That duo would definitely be unstoppable in terms of, you know, you're gonna be forced to guard Giannis one on one, which is impossible because, you know, he's gonna like always get a bucket on you in the paint. And if you try to double team, someone's gonna be open like Dame. So that's really simple to me.
I have a counter.
I'd like to hear it. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Okay. So my back is against the wall here. Obviously, I missed like one of the best players, Ari Blue, who's one of the players who's going to be one of the best players of all time, in my opinion, and Giannis. But I think for Dame's game to work best, he needs the ball in his hands. And I think with Giannis, I think a lot of it is being taken away. So, because if I watch Giannis play, a lot of his buckets are in transition, but a lot of his buckets are just like dribble work, or he gets them in the post. And I think when the ball isn't in Dame's hands, he doesn't become useless, but a lot of his like value as a presence goes down. Like, yeah, he'll attract people, but I think it's easier to guard Dame one-on-one. So I just think, like, with that same synergy argument that we had before, I just think synergy-wise, I think Dame and Rodman would work better. The Rodman doesn't need the ball to do what he does or to be the best Rodman he can be, but to be the best Giannis, I think Giannis needs the ball. And I like that better.
I do agree with the synergy argument. The way it worked last time is because the Admiral and Kareem were very close, and both were guys, if you give me the duos before, and you said how likely are D'Lo and the Admiral, D'Lo and Kareem, winning a championship, they're similar. If you're giving me how likely it is that a Dame Rodman duo, I get the synergy and I get the fit, and it does make sense. But a Dame Giannis duo is probably top five in, if you look at just current players right now, and you're like, who would be the most interesting to see together? Maybe even top three. Dame Giannis would be incredible to watch. I think that's immediately a championship caliber duo. It's really tough to, I mean, I like the fit with Rodman, and I think it's an interesting argument. But if you're gonna put Giannis, who's such an absolutely amazing deep way winning defender, beside Damian Lillard, who, and I know I get the ball dominant argument, I think it's something they'd have to work on, but I think it's possible. I think they can make it work. And with Giannis working a lot of his buckets in transition, where he can find Dame and Dame can run the offense with Giannis, that pick and roll is gonna be absolutely ridiculous. I feel like I need to give the edge to Giannis.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Even though I would have chosen Giannis, I was just saying this for the sake of argument at this point.
No, for sure.
As soon as I heard Giannis, I was like, no.
That's scared because you said dominant four, so I got a little scared. I thought you were going to pick him.
I got cooked.
It was close.
How many do we have left? Two or one or two?
No, that's it. There's only one left. So you don't. Yeah.
There's one left.
Hold up.
There would be one left, but you have it. Do you want to do the last one anyway?
Give it to us.
Yeah.
All right. It would be, yeah. Everyone could do this one. It would be Blake Griffin. Who would you put as your duo with Blake Griffin? We could do everyone starting with Max.
Jason Kidd. Wait, was he picked?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
God, I picked him. Give me John Stockton.
I bet.
One of the greatest players of all time.
Fair enough. He had CP in the past, and it worked to some degree. Christian?
Damn, he definitely took my pick with John Stockton, because I was definitely going to pick him. Let me think. Rajon Rondo, yeah. Give me Rajon Rondo.
Fair enough. Another pass for his point guard. Seth? All right,
since I can't win at this point, I've already lost. I'm just going to throw in something interesting and deviate from this playmaker ideology. And I'm going to go with Prime D-Rose. Because I just think throwing an athletic freak in there with like another athletic freak, a guard and a big who can like do a lot of the same stuff. And then, I mean, D-Rose isn't a bad playmaker, and I think I wouldn't say Blake Griffin is like the greatest defender of all time, but he's a decent defender in my opinion. And I might be mistaken, he might be better than I'm making him out to be. But I just think like having D-Rose and Blake Griffin, you saw D-Rose work well with Joakim Noah, also Boozer. So I think it'd work well here.
Actually, that would be an insanely fun team. A Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin in their prime team. They'd be dunking on absolutely everyone.
That's insane.
That's bossed up right there.
I should get 2 points for being interesting here.
It was interesting. I'll give you a point and I'll give Stockton a point because I think Stockton is the proper matchup. He's got the defensive capabilities that are going to help Blake Griffin. He's not a bad defender, but obviously Stockton has that. The playmaking is really what you want with a run and go guy like Blake Griffin. It's very similar to guys you'd put with Stat. I think Stockton makes a lot of sense, but I like the Derrick Rose. I think that's one of the most fun duos we've heard for sure. So,
well, same.
Yeah.
Hold on. You get 2 points for that and be tough, Christian.
Thank you. I ain't giving you that.
Nah.
Christian will take the win. Seth in second, and Max lacking in third, although I did really like the Stockton pick. There's a lot of good arguments. Of course, it's tough once you start getting down in players. You know, there's a lot of guys that would work with everyone. I can't believe Steph wasn't picked earlier, if I'm being honest. He's one of those guys you can just put with everyone. It's tough. There's a lot of cheat codes, too. Guys like LeBron, Steph is obviously one of those. MJ is a complete cheat code. Yeah, you remember that one. But that's gonna wrap it up. I really appreciate you guys for coming on the pod. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, this is a lot of fun. I'd love to be back on. I'm sure Christian thinks the same.
Of course, you know I had to go with Steph, man.
Yes, he is a good pick.
Yeah, you know I would have gone with MJ.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Giannis, bro. You pick as soon as you picked Dennis Rodman. I was like, really? I was like, man, this easy.
I don't know why I blanked. I have no idea why. Giannis just completely left my mind.
You know it's crazy because you basically like you was defining him too. You was like dominant forward. I was like, oh. I was like, damn. I was looking to pick someone else, but as soon as you picked Rodman, I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, man.
I went for interest instead of just like just the most reasonable option.
You had interesting options. There was a lot of good, interesting duos. Stuff I didn't expect for sure. I mean, obviously there's conventional routes to go about a lot of this stuff. Things we've seen in the past, but there's also more interesting ways to go. We're giving you an all-time suite of players. You can pick whoever you want. There's definitely a lot of interesting duos you can make. Max, you have any words for stealing the MJ pick?
MJ sold me, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. I should have saved him, bro. If Seth didn't bring him up, I would have saved him, man.
I don't know why.
Put him in as my final pick instead of Kareem. God, bro. Wait, hold up. Didn't you want us to do Ben Simmons as well? I swear.
Oh. I must have said someone instead of him. I don't even know. There was enough picks.
No, it's because... Wait. Yeah, I don't know. Can we do it anyway?
We can do Ben Simmons just for fun, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Who would you pair with Ben Simmons?
Melo, prime Melo. I wanted to like put Carmelo T-Mac. Anthony? I wanted to put T-Mac because.
About took that, yes, sir.
Yeah, but you took T-Mac earlier, so I'll put Melo.
How was Melo not picked? Now that I think of it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
By the way, your pals lost, Nathan.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Wait, gotcha. You're a Pelicans fan? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's on top.
It sucks right now.
Nah, you heard it here first. Nets info. 2023.
Healthy Pelicans info.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna jinx it. I'm not even gonna jinx it yet.
All right, I'm not gonna win. I'm not gonna win for that.
Yeah, you wild.
Any other Ben Simmons comps? I don't know how I'd...
Ben Simmons. This is interesting because Ben Simmons is like a freak player. Like we don't really see this that much. But if I have to go with someone who's most similar to Ben Simmons, like back in the day, I'd probably throw in Magic. I wouldn't say like their games are that similar, but just the idea of them, like a big who can like typical big who can play point guard, or someone who should be a big that's playing point guard. So going off that blueprint. Going after choose dominant big, especially just because of Simmons' playmaking ability. Who I would choose though. A lot of the good bigs have been taken already. So that's one thing. But nobody talks about prime Chris Bosh. And who he is as a player. And I think that might go well with Simmons. It's just his explosiveness. The spacing could be an issue though, so that's one thing to watch out for. But I think they can make it work.
Yeah, Bosch was developing a shot by the end of his career before he retired. He actually was developing a pretty decent shot. Lastly, with Ben Simmons? I think it was Christian. Oh, no, it's Max.
Oh, Max.
Oh, wait. Did Max pick Melo or did you pick Melo?
I picked Melo.
Max picked Melo.
Okay, sorry, then Christian, my bad.
Don't imagine.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons. Klay Thompson pick yet?
No.
I'm gonna pick Klay Thompson. Only because, you know, Ben Simmons, he plays his best with a shooter or a shooter, so I mean Klay Thompson would be perfect for him. Yeah.
Yeah, Klay Thompson could basically go. That's another guy I'm surprised we didn't see, because Klay Thompson can work with just about anyone ever. Whenever you're making all time teams. And you want to actually make them fit, you can throw Klay Thompson on basically any of those teams. But I think Ben Simmons needs a first option. And to me, I know Bosch, Prime Bosch was that guy, but that version of, if we combine all his elements, maybe, but Prime Bosh didn't have the shot that he developed by the end of his career. So I would give it to Melo because three tier scorer, Ben Simmons can do all the playmaking for him. But Bosh is, it's really close with Bosh because I see the fit there.
Listen, bro, winning the last two rounds, sure. Me and Seth should be tied, no cap.
See, I think I still should have gotten 2 points for that last pick I had.
I don't think I can do that.
I feel like I did some...
I think I did some math wrong somewhere. I don't know how. I forgot to do Ben Simmons, but whatever.
Bro, I swear you sold me. If you gave me Ben, I would have won that.
Yeah, but I screwed up somewhere, so whatever happens. Yeah,
maybe I would have said MJ for that.
No, you're straight up racist for that, bro.
This is mad fun though.
Yeah, Matt, Max, you want to wrap it up real quick?
Sure. So thank you so much to Seth and Christian for being on the pod. It was a lot of fun. They're all the way from New York, so we really appreciate it. It's getting kind of late there. So today we had a lot of interesting duos. I still think Nathan sold me, but whatever. Make sure to follow our TikTok at Dishing Heat, our Instagram also at Dishing Heat. We have a link tree in our bio. You can see us on Spotify or on YouTube, on iTunes podcasts. Make sure to tune in every Monday at 5 a.m. But until then, we're out.